world looks and says, damn. I don't know if I don't even know what the world said, damn. I just think that as a community, we always got to find a way to get through it. And
I agree.
Like Thanos said in the MCU, I am inevitable.
MCU, Marvel Comic Universe.
Marvel Cinematic Universe. Oh, but you're good.
Baby. I was close. You got close.
And while we're on that close note, it is Michael with
Tatiana.
And welcome to another edition of the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. And we are now in the post-election 24 cycle. And for all the small business owners, hang on. I mean, that's all we can really say.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
It's just hang on. And in this episode and the next one after that, we're going to probably give you a two-parter. We're going to talk about we tried to warn you.
Or at least tried to tell you.
Tried to tell you. Mm. When we think about what the next 4 years will look like,
it's all eyes closed.
Small business owners, the picture looks dim. And I know some people are going to be like, well, why does it look dim? We only started Watch for the Hook as a business in 2020. What had happened in that that year was there was a global pandemic.
Yeah.
At that point in time, then president and now crazy newly elected President Trump.
Oh gosh, you're right.
Yeah, he was then president then. Now he's the newly reelected president. It's only happened twice in history.
Oh, come
on. And because he fucking blew it with COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the only reason he didn't get slapped back up in the office to
to begin with.
Yeah. To be finishing his last term.
Yeah, him messing up the CDC and downgrading the Department of it was CDC and who?
Human Services.
And Department of Health and Human Services. He basically set America back in being able to fight things. And there is one thing about business that is going to also be paramount with any business. You need customers.
Shall do.
And it's hard to have customers when, one, the economy is bad, and two, people are facing a bleak outlook.
Right.
And why do you say a bleak outlook? When we look at the statistics from how small businesses fared while President Trump was in office the first time, 2016 and 2020, he didn't do a lot of them any favors.
Because, I mean, he's bigger than that.
Yes. Small businesses were left out.
Yeah. I mean, when your first, what do you say, small loan
came from his daddy,
came from his daddy of $1 million. I mean, we are not the same.
They not like us. They not like right. us.
Keep singing that song now.
Yeah. Singing now because all Kendrick Lamar can do is get a Grammy and tax cuts. Oh, my bad. I said that out loud.
It would repeat it over a loudspeaker. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. I mean, he doesn't identify and or relate to these little people problems.
And when you try to give people the information that we're trying to give, especially for these episode two, what we're talking about is, oh, well, you know, we had the stimulus checks.
Mm-mm.
He helped businesses with the stimulus checks. No, he did not. Congress passed the stimulus package because the American economy was going back toward the time of the 1920s of the Great Depression.
Right. Not just a recession.
No, the Great Depression.
Depression.
When the stock market crashed.
Yeah.
This is when people, like you say, do your research, understand history. Nobody wants to revisit bad things in history.
Mm-mm. We compartmentalize that for a reason.
The Spanish flu, and 100 years later was COVID-19.
Yeah.
You had the Great Depression of the 1920s. And then in 2020, the economy was headed down that same road. And Congress enacted a stimulus package for most Americans in this country to keep the American dollar circulating.
Right.
People don't make money if you're not spending money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As a business owner, if nobody's buying your product, you're not making any money.
Mm-mm.
That's it. That's how the money works. Money has to exchange hands for people to be prosperous.
Yep. It's a vicious cycle.
Yes. And so what happened was Congress proposed, enacted, and passed the stimulus package. Former, newly elected Trump, President Trump, said, hold up, players. I need to put my name on them. Great advertising, by the way.
Yeah.
He held those checks up for 3 weeks to get his name put on them.
Mm-hmm. Could have been had that much. No, let me stop.
That was the first round. Second round, now going out of office, President Biden did the second stimulus package drop off. Joe didn't put his name on the checks.
Mm-mm.
I think Joe should have.
Huh.
So now here we are, November of 2024. We had a double minority Black Indian lady by the name of Kamala Harris who ran for president. And once again, the country showed they don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the bad guy.
Right.
Over it. Good woman.
Before I let a double minority lead me into the future.
I say it all the time. Americans love villains. I'm telling you, every day. Nobody likes a hero. They love a villain.
Yep.
So now we're going to have another villain in office. Again, the same villain. And now we're looking at ourselves as small business owners. How do we now prepare for what's possibly could come our way? And you say, what do you mean by what possibly could come our way?
Or not come our way.
It says the capital may be denied now. Because one of newly elected President Trump's main things to do when he comes into office is to give tax breaks to the rich companies again. He did that in his first term. So if he brings down taxes for big corporations,
it has to be balanced.
Yes.
Okay?
That means somebody got to make up the difference.
Yep.
They getting a tax cut, we getting a tax hike. Small business owners, that means that your goods are going to go up. That means how you even produce your product could go up.
Mm-hmm.
How you package your product can go up. How you advertise your product can go up.
Everything will essentially be impacted. Everything will.
Yeah, we are now back to basically ground zero.
I was just about to say ground zero. Step one.
Yeah. So Ms. Parker and me were doing some research, and it's one of the first things that newly elected President Trump was talking about. He was going to fix first.
Immigration. One word. But he says fix. Some may say break. You know,
the Native Americans will say they've had the immigration problem since 1619.
Okay.
I mean,
1400.
Since
maybe.
1400, yeah.
You got to go all the way back to Columbus.
Yeah, because, see, European Americans won't ever acknowledge that America is a Spanish name.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, we'll.
We ain't talking about Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah, yeah. We'll bypass that. Because they don't teach real history no more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he talked about immigration.
So. Even for those people that even, let's say, if you don't know that somebody is working here legally, but they're making money, they're doing a job, they're providing a service. That means somebody is exchanging a coin or a monetary option with them. Guess what's happening with that person that may be here legally or illegally? Money is circulating around them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, oh, I'm just going to get rid of all you bastards.
That's what he's saying.
That's going to cost some money.
He said he's going to seal up the border. That means we ain't letting no new people in. No new friends. No new friends. Then he said he's going to try to push everybody out.
That's the great actor John Leguizamo. Leguizamo said, if you want to be honest, give Mexican-Americans their land back. Bitch, give them back Texas first. Seal up Texas. How about that? Seal it up before Texas.
Right. It's just a lot. Like, he's trying to create the largest deportation program in American history.
That costs money.
Yeah. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798, last used during World War I, right? That's what he's going to use as his catalyst.
was the Eighth Amendment? 1798.
But see, this is my issue. The fact that at this point, you're going back grabbing acts that are 350 years old.
Black folks were still slaves.
Exactly. You ain't even progressed.
That's the thing.
So does that make sense? I'm like, you're going back utilizing acts as tools that's 350 years old.
The state of Arkansas hadn't been founded by then.
No. Or at least it was like 1812.
Yeah, 1812. The state we sit in right now has not even been founded as a true state of America.
But, okay, so that's the craziness. Like
that's the bullshit.
Yeah, you want to go back to 1798, back when your kind ran the show.
So they still running.
Oh well, you know what I'm saying.
They was the show and the whole damn show.
Right.
That's because they didn't let nobody know there was nobody behind
it. Right. But you want to go back to 1798 and use a tool from 1798 to help, I guess that's part of making America great again.
And I know people are probably listening like, is this a political podcast?
It's or not, is this but politics affects business.
Exactly. Politics affect everything. And what we're saying is, they're going to spend, which is now going to be, if this Immigration Deportation Act happens, that is going to be billions of dollars they're going to pull from somewhere. I guarantee you.
I can tell you.
The money, part of money they're going to take away from is access to capital for small businesses.
So to make this happen, right, they want to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, right?
Mm-hmm.
The plan, the goal is to deport the more than 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to put forth all that effort to get rid of people that probably ain't bothering you,
you got to spend some money.
So ultimately, that would cost the U.S. billions of dollars, right? Yes. And it's going to require staffing increases that they are projecting to be to the tune of tens of thousands of people. So you finna employ tens of thousands to get rid of, at minimum, 11 million, right? That's a huge pendulum swing right there.
Like I said.
But hold on. You wanna employ tens of thousands only to get rid of, at minimum, 11 million. That's not including the first half, which was the amount of people you'll have to employ. Because he said, you know, he trying to do this on day one so that you can seal the southern border. So you got to hire two sets of people.
It's astounding how ignorant people can be. They are playing us for fools. Wait,
so I'm sitting up here like, I'm looking. Okay, I'm looking at job report stats daily. It already is more jobs than are out. It's more jobs out there than there are people to fill them.
So it's unrealistic.
So you finna put up 10,000 more? I'm saying one round of 10,000. He said tens of thousands, which means multiple. So you finna put up 10,000 new job requisitions?
Damn, who got that H on the staff?
Listen. Oh, I forgot about that, too. Listen.
Damn. It's crazy. Who gonna screen all them fuckers?
That's crazy.
I mean, listen, that's just one plan. That's just immigration. We're already talking about, just off one plan, billions of dollars being allocated to some nefarious idea.
Yeah.
That got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
That money just ain't gonna appear out the blue, people. They are going to pull from other resources. They're going to take from the have-nots and give to the haves. Mm-hmm. Small business owners are going to be those have-nots. Mm-hmm. I have not a worry about you. I have not a give a damn about you.
I do have a care about me and myself.
Exactly. That's just one of them.
But I mean, that's not even all of it. Like he's gonna go back to a restriction from his first administration that turns away migrants who arrive illegally, right? and it does not allow them to seek asylum in the name of public health. Like, he's literally crossing every T and dotting every I. So stay your ass at the border behind the wall. If you are one of the at minimum 11 million, we finna deport you. If you manage to get over here and think you're going to stay, we're going to get rid of you again because you can't use, you know, you can't seek out the asylum of public health anymore. You like, I'm crossing every T, dotting every I.
So this is what the lie in the history except now come to fruition. A lie that they told you in history was that people from European nations got on boats seeking refuge
mm-hmm.
from a bad king, from a mad king, the British king. For they found it and came over across the dark and stormy waters and came upon Newfoundland. And they established new settlements. And they said, we are free. So the main premise of asylum, seeking refuge, that this country mm-hmm. lied to you and said was one of their founding principles.
Mm-hmm.
They're now backtracking on it saying, fuck you folks.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't from around here. They ain't like this. Nope. They ain't like this.
But you know what? I found a stat. We were talking about hiring more agents
yeah.
for deportation or staff for deportation. And we already said they were going to have to absolutely hire more to seal the border, right? I actually just found the stat. He said, right,
mm-hmm.
he was going to send Congress a bill to sanctuary cities, right? But he intends to ask Congress for funding to hire 10,000 new border agents and approval for a 10% raise for existing agents, as well as a $10,000 retention and assignment bonus. Listen. Trump ass like 10. He counts by 10.
Can I get y'all an even bigger stat? A lot of asylum cities have black mayors.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a fact that a lot of people talk about. Because one thing about us African-American people, we feel people's pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to turn the cheek and help back and reach back and pull up those who are downtrodden and who aren't in the best favor.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is targeting those cities because of who's in charge.
He's targeting those sanctuary cities mm-hmm. because it's exactly what it says. That's the cities where undocumented, you know, or illegal immigrants or migrants, they seek refuge mm-hmm. at. So it's for those, I don't want to say less than, but it's for those that, hey, they need a little bit of help right now.
It's crazy.
It's almost like that city that boasts community. Yeah. It got you.
Yeah, because one thing about African-American people, we have dealt with less
mm-hmm.
and tried to bring up more than any other minority in this country.
Yep. That's right.
All right. And also, while we take this quick little break, we want you always to come by www.watch4thehook.com. Still working on Legacy Greater Than Me. By the time this comes out, it should be close to being released. We know, folks. Y'all been talking about this for months. Well, much like this year, we've been hit with hooks.
Boy.
And we still coming
lots
at you.
Lots of them.
We still working toward things. So always, www.watch4thehook.com. Ms. Parker, let's roll into the next one of those topics that he said he was going to enact real quick. You know?
I mean, you can look at economy, you know? He said he's going to end inflation.
Okay, so people.
But this is where he said he plans to have historic tax cuts for workers and small businesses. I'm trying to figure out when Trump has ever helped a worker and small business.
So tell me this. So as we are already talking about economy, which was one of the biggest issues that people voted on,
yeah,
how they swung their vote.
Yeah.
Right now, we are recording on November 10th. Companies, since the election, are already telling workers. See, the small and mid-sized companies, your Christmas bonus won't be as much because we are anticipating
the foolery.
Foolery from the new president and his administration. We are anticipating the fact that we are going to lose money day one he gets in office. Yep. We are anticipating almost having to start laying you all off around Christmas.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to interject, and I'm going to interject on purpose. I was actually reading an article on NIH, National Institutes of Health, and they were talking about in the article that just since the election, they're already planning for and starting to witness, I'm not going to say a mass exodus yet, but there's like preparation for a mass exodus because they too are anticipating funds being cut. He screwed them with the pandemic. So one of the guys, individuals that they got a little insert from, he actually referenced the fact that he was glad he was retiring because Trump was about to just jack up everything that he'd been working for, you know, along with the mission of the institutions that they work for decades. He's like, I'm glad I'm retiring. I'm not going to have to witness this.
Even before the Trump administration was reelected in, DEI had already started being cut throughout the country. Yeah. Once the House
was DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes. Basically, they said we were hiring a bunch of minorities that were highly qualified to do certain positions that they possibly had not been offered because they were racist and prejudiced. So now people were getting their just due and getting those positions that they highly qualified and deserved.
Right.
Once the Senate flipped and the House has now been flipped, everything can be read come January.
Oh, yeah.
They had already started removing those. People were suing companies saying, oh, man, you know, my Caucasian or European self who's been here for 27 years with no education but a high school diploma.
Right.
I am way more qualified than this new person who's a minority, who has a degree, who's smarter than me, younger than me, more athletic, can work faster and better than me. I don't believe they should get my job. And so now, after those people have been replaced, and this is the old crazy adage, it's always say out with the old, in with the new.
Mm-hmm.
When these companies got newer, better qualified workers, they got upset.
Yeah.
Because they ain't white. Well, they're not white males. This whole, you just get through a little bit of school, son, and we gonna pass you along, nepotism thing has wreaked havoc on America since its inception.
Yeah.
And now that people were making headway to break down those barriers, they flipped it on us and we didn't pay attention. And I'm going to tell you who helped them. The other minorities. The other minorities flipped. They said, oh, y'all scratch our back, we'll scratch y'all's. They give so much to other minorities coming to this country. People always need to look. We didn't lose the hood. They bought it out from under us. Just go look in your area, like from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Most of the black-owned businesses that are no longer around, who owns them? Are other minorities now. And that's happening across the country.
Right.
That's not just in small towns. It's in big towns, too. Everybody's in bed with the power structure, except us, for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know why we can't get in bed with them?
Well, we're the least accounted for.
Oh, yeah. And we'll always be that because they never wanted us. They just wanted to use us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're talking about the economy. We talked about it in the beginning. You can't make money if money is not moving.
Mm-mm.
So Ms. Parker talked about it. They're going to take away a bunch of jobs.
Yeah.
And then repurpose, because this is what they're actually doing. They're going to repurpose these jobs in other areas.
Yeah.
So let's just say I'm a person who has a nice little cubicle and my job is okay. Next thing you know, they want me to go to the border. You going to be willing to do that?
Well, they throwing out all the perks.
Well, I mean, perks is one thing.
Yeah, somebody got to do it.
I mean, it's hot out there.
He said,
I'm just saying, damn millennials and
Gen Z. I'm a millennial.
Well, you want a few to like to work.
Wait, hold on now. I would love to just not work ever in my life.
But what I'm saying,
I carry my weight.
You don't want to go to the heat?
Nah, I ain't going to the heat, man.
I mean, people act like the border is a country club.
I don't work too hard on these degrees.
You know what's the border? Dirt and a piece of fence and a little bit of water.
Dirt, fence, yeah,
what's in the sound up for that?
But it's crazy. Like, I know I'm kind of diverting at this point, and this may be another topic that we touch on, but our teenagers, because we actually officially have two teenagers now.
Mm-hmm.
Our teenagers are coming to us talking about, you know, their perspective and their breakdown of the things that are about to change, or, you know, the potential changes. And one thing the oldest teen came immediately talking about, which I was kind of shocked, was funding to educational institutions. I was like, girl, you read this? She was like, I'm reading where they're going to cut funding to this category of an institution in this category. I was like, girl, check you out. And she did more reading than some of the voters.
Yeah. I'm a two-time product of an HBCU.
And I am a two-time product of a PWI.
Y'all ain't finna lose no money.
Gee, we ain't never went without.
Exactly.
My alma mater lawns stay nice.
My people's, and I mean our people's, at my phone this time.
Right, it ain't me. I put mine on silent. Then he takes a picture of the screen.
What do we do for, first of all, every HBCU has been underfunded since inception.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep that a book, because for every $1,000 they've given PWIs, they've given a cent, and that's an accurate amount.
Wow.
A cent to HBCU. My alma mater, University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, is $330 million underfunded by the Arkansas State Educational System.
Where my money at?
Yeah, hoes.
Run me my money.
People talk about, well, they got this and they got that. Yeah, y'all gave them their fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Give us ours. I'm now afraid that what little, and I'm not say little, I mean
little, yeah.
What little HBCUs were getting from their states.
I think that's going to be good too.
I think they're going to take it down.
Even littler.
Yeah. And I know, you know, We've done a little bit on this episode, and we're gonna probably do a little bit on another one. That we as business owners have to understand, it's finna get another weird.
Yeah,
it ain't finna look pretty. And a lot of people are like, y'all should hold out hope, and y'all should have a better attitude.
Nobody's saying don't do that. You might need that just to continue forging through. But you need to be realistic too.
In the words of the late NFL coach Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
We'll catch y'all next time.